We continue today in our series, A Moment of Tshuva, Reflections on the Process of Tshuva. We picking up really in the beginning of the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam's Laws of Repentance. And here the Rambam writes, we're still in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam taught us about the centrality of vidui, of confession. So the Rambam writes, Ketzad mitzvah, vidui ze mitzvah sasei. The obligation to engage in vidui, which literally means confession, is a positive commandment. So ask the Rambam, Ketzad misvadin, so what does the process of vidui, what does the process of confession look like? Omer, a person says, Ana Hashem, please God, Chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha. These are all the different types of averos, all the different types of sinful behaviors a person engages in. A chet is an accidental sin. An avon is an intentional sin for the sake of satisfying desires. Pesha is an intentional sin for the sake of rebelling against God. So a person says, Ana Hashem, Hashem, I've done these different kinds of averos. Va'asisi kach v'kach. And I've done this particular sin and that particular sin. And again, we'll discuss the meanings of these words, but then there's some type of acceptance or resolve for the future. But what I want to draw your attention to is as follows. If you notice in the Rambam's formulation of vidui and confession, he has two parts. First is a generic statement. Ana Hashem, chatasi avisi pashati, I've sinned. But then the next part in the Rambam's vidui is va'asisi kach v'kach. I've done so and so and so and so. In other words, that says the Rambam, in order for vidui, in order for confession to be meaningful, it can't be generic. A person has to articulate the particular sin, the particular shortcoming, the particular failure. And here the Rambam is teaching us an incredible concept, which we're going to expound upon in future shiurim, which is the idea that in order to conquer your demons, you must first name them. That sometimes in order to go ahead and solve a problem, you have to first acknowledge A, that there is a problem, and B, what that problem is. You see, if I am engaging in behaviors that are negative to my growth, if I'm engaging in behaviors that are contrary to the will of God, the first thing I need to do, says the Rambam, is I need to acknowledge them. And not in a generic form. I have to say, Asisi kach v'kach. These are the negative behaviors that I am engaging in. These are the deleterious things that I am doing. And here's the amazing part. You know, sometimes we're too scared to name our demons because it makes us feel bad. But at the end of the day, it's liberating. When you acknowledge what you've done wrong, when you articulate, these are my shortcomings. So the Rambam says, when you acknowledge it, you own it. And when you own it, you're one step closer, ultimately, to resolving it. The pathway to resolution could take a very long time. But at the end of the day, it begins with an acknowledgement of our shortcomings. You know, sometimes when we engage in the process of change, so we often focus on the things that we are going to take on. I'm going to do A, B, C, D, and E. I'm going to take this on, I'm going to take that on, which is all beautiful. But the real process of change that Rambam says begins by identifying that which is broken. We don't identify that which is broken within ourselves to make ourselves feel bad. We don't identify that which is broken within ourselves to beat ourselves up, just the opposite. We identify that which is broken within ourselves because I believe that if I identify it, I understand it, I know it, I can fix it. Says the Rambam, that's the mitzvah of vidui. Ana Hashem chatasi avisi pashati is all very nice. I've sinned, great. The ikr, the major part of vidui, vasisi kach v'kach. Have the courage, have the strength to identify your failures. Because once you identify them, you're one step closer to rectifying them. Wishing everyone a wonderful, meaningful, and productive day.